It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got front board, got it today. Wonderful to be with you. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We got Seltzer, we got Devin. It's 94 WIP. Rhea will be back next week. She's been on vacation this week. Hope you're having a great week and have a great weekend. Now let's talk weekends, and let's talk 2 weeks from now, because I want to get a lot of calls in here. We're going to get to drop of the week as well, but we have an issue related to sort of our show, but more so one of us.
No.
That we just got to, like, it's almost last call time, okay, for a call. Now, I'm going to ask Mr. James Seltzer and Ms. Devin Caney to be united with me here, and I think you will be with ease. In 2 weeks, our guy John Ritchie has his friends from Green Day that are going to be in town. Uh-huh. August 9th is the concert. It's in 2 weeks. So what can we say to him to encourage him to actually spur action so he gets up on stage and hangs out with his buddies?
Big time. Like, let's do this.
He keeps pushing
this aside.
Like, it's in 2 weeks.
Well,
he said,
wait until it's close. Yeah,
wait until it's close.
We're here.
But I think that's a bad strategy to wait.
Well, it's too late now.
Are you waiting until August 8th?
Yeah.
You're waiting until August 8th to contact them.
Not to contact them, no, but to get the arrangements going. They're on tour.
I'm telling you, they are on tour.
They are not going to take notice of anything until we are right up against
them. Well, who are you going to contact to try to get to them if you don't contact them?
I will contact them.
You will contact them?
Yes.
On August 8th.
Who's your Green Day contact?
I don't know.
Okay, but they're about. They're about. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Like it's Billy himself?
Could be. Yeah, sure.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe.
Pretty cool.
Are you actually planning to do it, though? I don't believe you. We need confirmation of this.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Sure.
I'll go to the show with you. I'll throw my hat in the ring.
Well, that's why I asked. Like, if you're actually going to do this.
Is that why this
is
coming up? Because you guys are asking me to ask for tickets for you?
Two things, John. One, I'm looking out for you just in general. But two, like, I think if you are on stage, even if it's for 30 seconds with them August 9th, I think you'll have a girlfriend August 10th.
I think you're more concerned about my girlfriend, significantly more concerned about my girlfriend than I am.
Wait, when you say my girlfriend, there is a girlfriend?
No.
Oh, you mean the concept
of a girl?
Like, you need to, need to just.
I don't know if that was a Freudian. That's a Freudian slip right there.
No.
Let's go to the phones. All right. Drop of the week shortly. Rob in South Jersey. Good morning, Rob.
Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
It is a beautiful morning. I'm finally playing golf for the first time this year, man. It's
good for you.
Wait, have you guys played golf before?
Not together.
No.
You know that Joe fancies himself a golfer.
Yeah, but I'm like low level.
Not really.
I'm just happy I'm off. I'm playing golf today. The Phillies are in first place. Trending. I'm just a happy guy right now.
Rob, how about the Phillies, though, in their last 38 being 19-19?
Well, we can talk about that. That's fine. It's a long season. Okay. Before I get into the Phillies, though, Joe, I'm actually going to agree with you today on Beat the Hammer. Those questions were, they were a little rough.
But
are
you serious?
Yeah, they were tough.
Rob, this
really
is outrageous.
I don't think they were.
Rob, I'm
I
never
really
taking your call
that they
again.
Were fine.
No. I did think it would be tough to go back and count the number of people no longer.
Yeah, if you have it off the top of your head, great. If you don't, you have very little chance.
Well, you thought he was asking
it's
about 2022. Yeah,
you don't even hear the question right.
Yeah.
And then thought I was still saying it when I kept saying the Super Bowl 52. And you're like,
no,
there's
I understand,
20 guys.
But I'm just saying, had I heard it right, I still would not have known off the top of my head, and I'm sure it would have taken 15 to 20 seconds to figure
how do you know?
Out.
You didn't even hear it right. You're thrown off. It's completely, you know.
Well, not only that question. The first question was a Giants question, and the fourth question was a trick question. That's where my
the first
really
question was a Saquon Barkley question, big dog.
No!
Yeah, it's a Giants question.
Quarterback of the Giants.
James does that sometimes. He's like, our Eagles questions. Who are the Giants quarterbacks?
Well, I can't ask Saquon Eagles trivia. I wanted a Saquon. He's our new exciting guy.
Take
what do you
the L,
to do
James.
Here?
Yeah, James, take the
I'll
James.
Take the L.
James,
I will not
take
the L.
You do a great job with the questions. Today, It's like Jalen last year. Yeah.
I definitely was not thinking Bryce Huff as an Eagle player.
Yeah,
that one was tricky.
I'm not allowed to ask a tricky type of question. I thought that was honestly my favorite one I asked. So
I thought it was a really difficult
one. Because I did not feel good when I said Josh Sweat. It did not sound right coming out. But I was like, well, it's not Brandon Graham.
I had no idea. I was racking my brain. Did BG
Yeah, if Hammer needs me to dumb down the questions for him, sure. I could do that. Is that what you want me to dumb them down?
It's not my fault. All right, Rob, what do you got on the Phillies?
With the Phillies, I disagree with you and Sheila about if you need to pick one. I mean, it's kind of a pointless debate because I think they're definitely getting a bat and they're definitely getting a bullpen arm. I think they should get multiple bullpen arms. I think bullpen arms are like defensemen in hockey. You can never have enough, and much like defense wins playoff football, pitching wins October baseball. And this Alvarado, I think, is going to come around. Kirkering's still a little bit younger, but they have an opportunity here. This is their season. They have so many big bats, and they're going to add. They need to bolster down this bullpen. And there may be some recency bias with Kimbrel last year.
Yeah, but he's
got to add to the bullpen.
All right, Rob, look, good call, my man. Give me an answer from the Olympics. A moment or a storyline other than Jesse Owens and other than Miracle on Ice, the next biggest of all time is which?
I'm going to go Greg Louganis.
That is a big answer.
I was a huge fan.
That was unbelievable.
He was really an exciting athlete to watch.
I know, man. And when he hit his head, I mean, it was devastating.
He was dominant. And I never imagined that could happen.
But he came back and still won.
That's what's so amazing.
Yeah, that was really...
Oh, my gosh.
That was 1988, and that was a big deal. That was in Seoul. That was a big deal. All right, so let me get to something, Jalen Hurts.
I felt like that was so catastrophic.
You didn't know what was going to happen.
He hit his head on the cement.
He was bleeding.
He was spinning.
No, I don't think it was cement.
It was the platform.
No, it was the thing that can bend a little bit. But you still don't want to hit your head on that.
You're right.
All right, so drop of the week in a moment. But first, something on Jalen Hurts from yesterday. So the Eagles are off today from a practice standpoint. Yesterday was their second practice of training camp. And Hurts, by everybody's account, had a great day. Let me just give you information Elliot put out on Twitter, Elliot Shore Parks, because this really encapsulates a lot about the good stuff Jalen did yesterday. Here's what Elliot put up on Twitter. Jalen Hurts training camp stats day two. The best word to describe Hurts today is surgical. He's been so good at where he's going with the ball. Each throw, the receiver is either open, good read by Hurts, where the ball is put where only his receiver can catch it. Once again, the ball was never really in harm's way. Hurts' best throw of the day was a deep pass to A.J. Brown, a throw he put right over Brown's shoulder and out of reach of the defender. What's also noticeable is Hurts is rolling out, running less, meaning he's rolling out and running less than normal. He seems to have complete control of where he wants to go with the ball, and if it isn't there, he is checking it down. A very impressive first 2 days for Jalen Hurts. His stats from yesterday, 15 of 17, no TDs or interceptions, 28 reps, a grade, according to Elliott, of an A.
And so he was awesome. 15 of 16 day one.
And it's because Devontae dropped
the pass. Yeah. And 15 of 17 in day two.
That's great.
33 ain't bad.
The big difference for me is where we saw him break the pocket previously.
Yep.
Now it's being checked down and that's West Coast. That suggests to me, and I wasn't able to see everything, but suggests to me that it's a lot more like what I'm accustomed to.
Well, that's what you want to say.
And everything else.
Yeah. I will say, and we'll get Drop of the Week in about 10 seconds here. I'll just say I'll believe in it a little bit more when the bullets are flying real and it's real players coming in on him.
Oh, absolutely.
In a game where they can tackle him.
Absolutely. You know. Remember, they're playing patty cake right now.
Right.
So, I mean, there's no pads on yet.
Yeah. He's not in fear of
being
struck.
They've got a lot of work before we get to that point.
All right, Seltzer, I'm guessing we got a good drop of the week this week. Is that correct?
Very good, yes.
All right, drop of the week, as we do every Friday at this time, a look back at some of the more poignant or funny, ridiculous moments in our week. This week's drop of the week brought to us by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com right there on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Let's crank it up with the drop of the week. All right, Celts, what are we looking at?
All right, let's dive in. I like Celts. That was good. That's what my wife calls me. All right, let's dive in here.
Your wife calls you Celts?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's her name, too.
Yeah, isn't that her name, too?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's more your name.
But she's called me Celts. I've known my wife. I knew her for 13 years, for 8 years before we got married or whatever. We've known each other
for a long time. Well, you were Celts before she was Celts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
That's really unique, though.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. All right, let's dive in here. I'm actually going to take you back to the last time we did Drop of the Week, the rare drops that happen in that show. First, to understand them, a little nod to our Drop of the Week winner last time.
What did I do to the world to deserve this other guy to have, like, you know, 7 extra inches? Come on,
okay,
man.
So we all remember that classic. As that happened, leading in, as we played the Drop of the Week here, some funny comments from Joe that I was not expecting.
If I had said like 2 or 3 inches, then you'd have something on me there. There's no way 7 inches applies.
I feel like you're making it worse.
Yeah, I don't know, buddy.
You'd have to have 2 inches. You'd have to go almost inward. Right?
This is not great. You're not selling yourself here.
You'd have to be an innie for 7 inches to be theoretically applicable.
Okay.
I'm just saying that.
An innie?
I saw an innie one time, by the way.
What?
No, you need to stop.
I'll stop. Yeah. I won't tell the story when I saw an innie.
Yeah, off air, I'd be curious to hear this story.
Pretty good, man.
Very good.
What were you
Joe,
talking
you
about?
Need to stop.
I've stopped. John, you've been in a lot of locker rooms. You ever seen an innie?
Oh, my God.
No, I haven't.
But John, you've seen a lot of...
I've seen...
A lot of dudes.
I would guess tens of thousands. I'm not kidding. Tens of thousands. And I've not seen an innie.
Okay.
Good. Let's keep it rolling here. One more, though, from that. Because, you know, we played the audio of you being
Devin's
a big...
dying over here.
I know. This is also from the last Drop of the Week because we played a little Michael Landon audio. And Elliot, great line.
But Landon was like... He was a man. No, I'm serious. Michael Landon was a man.
Okay.
You know, that is so the camera, isn't it?
So weird.
Do you have a an Audi for Michael Landon?
No.
That's great. The combination is really good.
Really good, yeah. All right, let's get to this. Excuse me, one more last week. I wasn't here. I know, it's so good. It's a great line. Really good. All right, Joe.
Are we going to be in the gutter the whole time?
Yes.
Joe's getting an Audi. This is like a thing for me now, man. Yeah, this is really good.
So funny enough, one more gutter than no gutter for a while. But I wasn't even here for
three
this.
Gutters in
I
a row.
Wasn't even here for this. Apparently, this happened.
I'm going to be the one to ask the question. Did she do it on purpose? Hmm. I'm just
saying. Oh, no. Come
Ruben,
on.
Ruben, there
well,
are,
we all
there
know
are
her name
10
now.
Million
That's
more
conspiracy.
There are 10 million more people talking
there's
about
no,
it today
yeah,
than
yeah,
what
but there's no way. Now. There's no way you intentionally sabotage your own career. Like, no one thinks.
I don't know, man. Kim Kardashian sex tape, bang! And I mean,
does
like, literally,
does anyone
want
to listen to her sing again?
I see what you did there.
Great line, dude.
Thank you. We were talking about the national anthem.
Yeah,
for
that
wondering.
Took me a moment to remember.
Yeah.
That's what I figured. I assumed it was that. All right, let's keep it rolling. Our guy Ruben giving us a strong brother.
I mean, how he does stuff for a reason, brother. Listen, I have a lot of faith in this man. I do. And it's not just because I'm friendly with the guy. I think
that was the best brother since Hulk Hogan over the weekend.
Brother. Brother.
Hey, brother. I loved hearing you just laughing, like deciding that you should jump
no,
in.
No, it was good. I mean, he dropped it out of nowhere.
Strong. All right. We had a really good Conklin bit this week inside the locker room, and we got a taste for the first time of Mad Merrill.
What was that? Your lack of energy is unconscionable. For God's sakes, I've been broadcasting this team's games for almost 50 years, and we've only won once. Damn it, I won another Super Bowl championship, and I won it this season.
Mad Merrill is a great character,
so good.
Man.
When he fake swears, Mad Merrill, it's the funniest.
I think that could be a
just
thing.
Just the concept of Merrill maybe swearing.
Mad Merrill. Yeah, Mad Merrill's good. Yeah,
all right, we've all been waiting for it. You know, it's all been a prelude to the chant.
No,
Devin, it happened.
Crank it up!
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
So bad.
Okay. That was so bad.
God, John, you try to savor it.
It's such a shame. Honestly, Rich, you should not have jumped in.
The E no, probably jumped. Will win.
The E, oh my. Time I hear it, I wish I had a good excuse or reasoning behind it, and I got nothing.
Yeah,
it
was,
just, it's so
just
good.
Bad.
It was an all-timer.
All right, we have three more to get to, including Joe. Kind of had to bleep you.
Hold on. Here's the thing about money in sports, particularly in a salary cap era. When you make money, and a lot of it, you make it at the expense of someone else being able to make it. It's called the Tobias Harris theory. If you sign for a... I get fired up sometimes. I get a little fired up sometimes.
I get it. If you... Not the first time on this show.
I may. So here's the thing.
It was an almost, though.
Yeah, I may or may not have dropped an F-bomb. It was very hard to tell.
You didn't have to drop it. Like, it was close enough that it wasn't verbatim.
I think you're right.
So as the person who bleeped it this morning, I think it was, it could have gone on the air. Like, yeah. I don't think you actually finished the process of
right.
it.
Yeah, you didn't.
But it was pretty close.
Something funny about that, so we dropped it, so my mom was listening to the show, as she always does, and she didn't realize what happened. Yep. She doesn't understand drops. She thought it was a flatulence that happened. Because I guess it something sounded like that with the drop and the cutting of the
dump,
audio together. Dump.
I would.
I don't know which one is worse.
Too.
No, I don't know which one.
I
don't think
I almost just let her run with that and just said so you're good. Absolutely.
God, I hope no one else thought that.
You'd much rather think it's an F-bomb, right?
Yeah, except F-bomb I could get fired for. Otherwise,
otherwise you're embarrassed. Safe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, two more. Joe, for Richie asks pretty much every guest we have. We know Phil Martelli. He told us that he's not a fan of dogs a long time ago.
And Chase Utley told us he is a fan of dogs.
Well, Chase Utley got mad at you.
He did. This is the third.
He still holds it against you that you
this
don't
is,
like
this is the most notable, I would say, the first person to truly be on your side, that a notable guest like that. Here's Devontae Smith, not a pet guy.
Are you a cat or a dog guy?
Neither.
Really? Do you have any pets?
I have a dog, but I don't.
But you're just not a huge fan.
It's technically not. It's not my dog, but it's my dog.
Yeah. All right. So you're more of a dog guy than a cat guy.
No.
Are you just not a pet guy?
I don't like pets.
I'm with you, Devontae.
What the heck? He doesn't like pets either.
We're on the same page.
Why? Why don't you like pets?
They're a nuisance.
Yeah, I just don't.
You do.
It's just sloppy.
Devontae, not a pet guy. I remember Quinion Mitchell, a cat guy. I think he was the only one who answered cat.
Was he? I don't remember that. But I was proud of Devontae yesterday.
Yeah, I knew you were. I knew you were.
He doesn't like them because they're sloppy.
Disappointing.
Yeah, I don't
disappointing.
Like
we can do better, Devontae.
Who cares if it's sloppy? It loves you.
I'm with you.
I care.
All right, one last one. Back to the gutter for the end. Joe, and this Joe talking about Julie Warner coming out of the water in Doc Hollywood. But Ava in the background, really the winner in this one. Here's the cut.
Regular PG-13, and here's total nudity. It was strange.
I don't think I saw that movie.
Oh, I saw it and saw it and saw it and paused it and paused it and rewinded it.
Okay.
I was 15, all right? Everyone settle down.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Keith in Germantown.
That was great in the background.
So good.
Well, what are you going to do? All right, so what wins here today?
Oh, we all know what wins, right? Yeah, it's definitively.
Let me just hear just the E.
E!
Winner.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. All right, congrats to Devin winning drop of the week.
Thank you.
Remarkable. All right, calls up ahead. Time's yours as well. And something related to our show and the Eagles season to tell you about. We'll get to that now. It's not big news. It might be big news. It depends on what you believe in. I'll put it that way. We'll get to it next. Frumborg got it today on 94 WIP.
If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business and you're looking for a point-of-sale system that can truly make a difference, call PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years because they offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty and delivery management, and the best service and support in the whole industry. PDQ POS is not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money so you can focus on what really matters, your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team, they'll create a custom game plan to fit your individual business.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hi, good morning to all as we broadcast from Borgata. By the way, you know, we were at Eagles camp yesterday. We're going to be there a bunch more in the coming weeks. So we look forward to bringing you a lot of different shows and, of course, interviews from Eagles training camp in the weeks up ahead. We also look forward to the Olympics. We'll get to our Olympic poll, which is, I got to tell you, I know the poll result, and I'll just say I'm fascinated by it. We'll get to that in a moment. Phone calls on all the topics, and I can't believe some of the big haymaker answers that have not yet been said for other than Jesse Owens and the 80 Olympic hockey team.
I'm about to like Joe DeCamera it and start saying some. I mean, it's crazy to me.
James, there are about 10 monster answers available.
Answers that I came in saying, if that gets said, I think I could vote for it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So, floor is yours.
Does fashion have to do with one of your answers?
Well, FloJo wouldn't be a winner, but it'd be a good one. Yeah. FloJo's a really good one. She wouldn't be top five, but she'd be, for our lifetime, she'd be
that
like
was a big deal.
Top 15.
She yeah. was that, that
oh,
was,
I love FloJo,
no
man.
One had ever seen anything
love
like that.
Love FloJo.
Holy cow. She's got one leg of tight and one leg not tight.
It was
and
awesome.
And one arm of tight and one arm not tight.
And she'd back it
crazy.
Up and back it up
oh,
as a runner.
And she was the fastest woman in the world.
Yeah, it was great.
She was so stylish and so talented.
And
the whole package.
Who are you
very
talking about?
Florence
FloJo.
FloJo.
Florence.
Wait. You don't know FloJo?
No.
Florence Griffith Joyner. Wait, I'm getting confused here. Hold on.
What?
Wait. There's Jackie Joyner, Kersey, and Florence. Yeah, it was Florence Griffith Joyner. See, Devin, this is right in that spot where you're just a smidge too young.
What
it
year?
Was this was probably 88.
Oh yeah. No. I wasn't alive yet, so I don't
know. No, that's acceptable enough.
That.
She was the fastest woman, and she had a style. And it was awesome. And she tragically died very young.
Oh really?
Like probably 15 years ago.
Joyner? She related
to Florence Griffith Joyner. And I think she wasn't she cousins with Jackie Joyner Kersey? Wasn't someone
remember.
Married to someone's something?
Yes.
Like an in law. They were an in law or something, I think. All right, let's go to Charlie.
She was
now.
Awesome, though.
She was
super
awesome.
Fast, and she would, you know, she just very stylish.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone looked to her,
totally.
And it was, excitement
and
personified.
Great nickname.
Very much
FloJo.
So.
All right, Charlie, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, so, you know, I keep hearing talking about how the Phillies are 500 based on, you know, whatever, X amount of games. Man, it's baseball. Like, I can't be getting nervous about the Phillies in mid-July like this when they've got a 9.5.
Sure. Yeah, the Braves keep losing.
And they've had injuries and all that type of stuff. Like, it's just part of the season. I mean, even, you know, I do think there's something wrong with Brandon Marsh, and that does concern me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I mean, this team is really good. They're having a bunch of guys in a rough spot right now. I'd much rather have it in July than have it in September heading into the playoffs in October. So, you know, let's get it out of the way now.
That's fair.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, and they're sort of learning how to prevent the problems moving forward. I do think they take notes as they go through these swoons. Hey, Charlie, how much
absolutely.
Does your son weigh right now?
He's 30 pounds.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wait,
how
old is
he?
He's like 3 or something?
2.5.
Oh, my God. He is huge.
He's a bruiser.
He's a big boy.
Keep feeding him. What are you feeding him? Poi?
Or don't feed him.
Well,
no.
I mean, which
don't feed them.
Well, I'm not saying
don't feed your kid. I would say
don't take childcare advice from Joe.
Well, I'm saying dial it back. I think people know. I wasn't saying starve the kid.
Oh, he's a robust young man. Yeah. That's awesome, Charlie.
All right, Charlie, from the Olympics, a big moment or a big storyline?
I think a huge moment was when Simone Biles dropped out, and really, I think she did.
So I already I'll write it down. I referenced it in a different.
Charlie's
concept.
Saying it for a different reason. He was. Did he already hang up on him? Yeah. He was saying because of the light it brought to mental health issues. Was Charlie's?
Gotcha. Point. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Hmm. All right. Let's get to the guided door and window to the weekend. As we look ahead to a weekend, it's got a lot of stuff going on here. And guided door and window, you can take advantage of guided door and window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDED. You can also visit goguided.com. That's GUIDA.com. Well, obviously this weekend we got a Phil's Indian series or the Cleveland series, whatever they're called. So very interesting in that, you know, the Phillies come in having been average lately. The Cleveland team has the second best record in baseball. And the trade deadline is this weekend. I can't imagine.
Or Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Oh, no, excuse me. My fault.
Coming
I meant to
up
say
is
early
the last
next
weekend
week. Yes,
before
you're
the
You're dealing with it this weekend is what I meant to say. Yeah. So there's a lot there in the baseball front. Obviously, football, you know, the Eagles will have some practices and all that. And then the Olympics, which is, you know.
Man,
yeah.
It's a lot of stuff, Joe.
Are you going to prioritize, John, the opening Ooh. Ceremony today at 1:30?
No.
How about at 7:30 when they re-air it?
I am not prioritizing. Look, last time we had Olympics, I said going in that I was going to prioritize. I ended up not watching
at all.
The way, yeah.
And
so I'm not going to put undue pressure. It didn't work last time.
Yeah.
I really do want to watch, and I plan to record certain things. You know, like if I can find them, I'll look ahead of time.
It doesn't work. You know the results. You got to watch it live.
No, I want to see certain things. I will plan to record them, and that's sort of the extent
Here's
of
where
what
I'm
my watching, and then prime time, of course, yeah. I'll see what's on.
I just really hope that I'm drawn to it in the moment. I want to be. I haven't been for a couple Olympiads, but I want to be.
I know.
Draw me in. Come on.
I know.
All right, let's talk to Rick. He's calling from Easton. Rick, good morning.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say Fangio brings something to the table we usually don't get. He does not sugarcoat anything.
I agree with you. Dude, I totally agree. Yeah.
I mean, Rick,
he even talks about how he wants them to practice more, and the head coach doesn't want that.
Well, that's what we heard from Jordan Davis yesterday.
That's
you
right.
You can kind of assume
100%.
You got a battle of the wills at the top of the whole thing when you got old school Fangio saying, hey, I want 10 reps here. You got Nick on the player's side saying, hey, can we make it closer to 6?
And to be fair to Nick, I think a lot of that also comes from Howie and the sports
100% sports
medicine
science.
Department, sports science, yeah. But Rick,
so
go ahead, buddy.
If I may, if anybody's going to hold the Georgia Bulldogs' butts to the fire, it's going to be Fangio.
No question.
He knows those guys took plays off in Georgia. They were on the sidelines a lot. He knows that N'Kobe Dean was protected by a great defensive line. He knows already what these guys can and cannot do. He'll identify that real quick. So the Phillies, I'll do real quick so I can get to my Olympic moment.
Sure.
Is, you know, this? I know this is not popular, but we went all in already with our chips on the poker table, paying these players, and we have developed and drafted very well. And our farm system is drafted and developed not just to have great players come up in 3 or 4 years, but also could be great trade bait. And I'm going to tell you right now, if the Phillies do not win the World Series, I'm not saying that Rooker and Miller would guarantee a win, but I'm going to tell you right now, if they don't win the World Series, how is Crawford and Aiden Miller and Painter going to look for you fans when they're still in our farm system and we did not win the World Series?
Yeah, but Rick, here's the problem, Rick. I understand your point, but it's as if you are looking at it from the end result instead of now. The reality is now, when you would make the trade in the next 4 days, you don't know if you would win the World Series without a trade,
you
and you don't know if you would win the World Series with a trade.
No, like, you don't. I mean,
Rick, obviously, I would trade the Phillies' best prospect in the world in the minor leagues right now if I knew it guaranteed them a World Series win. But there's no way to know that.
Question is, if they hoist the trophy up this year in October, and we don't have Crawford, Aiden, and Painter anymore, I don't think anyone's going to be worried about it.
Well,
sure. Well,
not
look,
now, but I'm sure down the road we will. But yeah, it'll be worth it. Like that's,
so you're saying
that's the point. It'd be worth it if they win.
But to be fair, also, we don't know that the player they would acquire would make that substantial a difference. That player is the reason they won the World Series.
That's what makes sports interesting.
Well, it's certainly what makes trade deadlines really fascinating. Yeah, Rick, give me an answer. Other than Jesse Owens and Miracle, what do you got?
1972 was a very significant Olympics. You know, you had the Israeli thing. You had Dan Gable.
Well, give me one answer.
Here's the moment. When Frank Shorter entered the arena thinking he has this marathon won that we very rarely even medal in, and all of a sudden this imposter is running the lap in front of him, that was huge.
All right, so, you know, Rick, phenomenal phone call right there. Phenomenal phone call. I'll just say that. And there's others from the 72 Olympics, and it sounded like he was about to rattle off 10 things.
I know.
Which is why I had to say don't do that. By the way, let me say something to do. Because I said something related to our show, related to the Eagles. Yesterday, I made the conversion from my hands to Merrill Reese's hands of a bottle of champagne. Okay? So for those that don't know the backstory, so a bunch of us went to Merrill's house yesterday, sort of a kickoff the football season kind of get together, people from the station. Wonderful seeing Merrill and his wife Cindy, and they're such gracious hosts. So I went in there with a bottle of champagne. I've been there about 5 times or so through the years. 2 times I took a bottle of champagne. Like 2 or 3 other times I was running so late, I did not buy the bottle of champagne. When I have not presented champagne, the Eagles have never made the Super Bowl. The 2 times I have presented the champagne, they made the Super Bowl both times. James Seltzer, lock it in, okay? I just want to say, I've done my part. Jalen Hurts, it's time for you to do.
I was really proud of you. I was, you know.
No. I bought it in the early, actually the late morning. Like,
well,
I wasn't
especially because last time you forgot, right? You were going
well,
to.
Well, I think
and
I
then,
was running. It's not
yeah,
that
you're
I
running
forgot.
Late. That's
I was
what it
running
was.
Really but late.
And look, we all know how that season ended. So.
And last time,
good work
I
you,
took,
thank you.
I took her a bottle of wine or something.
That's very nice.
And I thought maybe it would suffice. It did not.
Well, they probably drank it before the Super Bowl because it's a bottle of wine. I mean, Merrill, when I handed it to him yesterday,
yeah,
he
I
knows,
didn't provide
do
directions.
Not Merrill. No, oh, I have directions like yeah. I'll ask for money back. Can you drink that early? I want my money back. Like, Merrill, this does
them.
Not yeah. get drunk until February. And he's, yeah. like, and he's good with that. He knows the rules. It's all good. But thank you to Merrill and his wife, Cindy. It was a nice, really nice night. Let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us
they
by...
so wonderful.
Yeah, that was a good night.
Really wonderful,
by the way, Merrill gave remarks about him entering the Hall of Fame, and it was touching. It was really, 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 really awesome. You know, we toasted Merrill last night. It was quite an evening. And he goes into the Hall of Fame next week. So he's like, I guess it would be 8 days away or 9 days away from Hall of Fame enshrinement, which is awesome. All right, Twitter poll question. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Whether you want gas or electric, Armin has an Equinox for you. Armin's offering great savings on all Equinoxes. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. So, I have the poll results in front of me to this question. Which of these sports are you most looking forward to watching this Summer Olympics? Basketball, gymnastics, swimming and diving, track and field. 4 choices. I will tell you, John, I don't think we have ever had a 4-way poll this close.
I'm almost positive we haven't.
It would be almost impossible. Like, it's possible, but almost impossible to get much closer than this. John, which, because, okay, you know they're all really close.
Yeah.
Which do you think won the poll?
Gymnastics.
It did not. All right, Devin, which do you think won the poll?
Basketball.
It did not.
Wow.
Track and field, 27%. Wow. Basketball, 26%.
Huh.
Swimming and diving, 25%. Gymnastics,
dang,
22%.
Jeez.
What a poll.
You guys don't like gymnastics anymore, huh?
So, no, gymnastics
is
still
close,
cool.
Though.
I mean, okay, so this year for me, I would say basketball because of Joelle.
Yeah. Well, that's why I
normally
guess
I wouldn't,
would
but I would say basketball because of JoJo.
Yeah.
You know what? This is his one chance to, what do they call it? Go win something?
His one chance?
Well,
what about next season?
Well, like, Okay, one chance
today.
Is the wrong
one chance. Today.
Well, one chance was the wrong phrase. It's the only
first
time
chance?
He's ever going to do it.
Oh.
No, but it is cool.
No, not the
he's
only time he's ever going to do it.
He's going to be out there
chance?
Representing
is that
the
what
Sixers.
You meant?
Okay, let me put it a different way. If he
best
does it,
chance?
It'll be the first time.
Will you be proud if he wins?
I mean, what has he ever won? Yeah, I'll be proud. He won MVP, actually.
He did.
Oh,
won MVP. Yeah,
true.
No, that was cool.
With a team win.
It's his second best chance to win a title. If he goes
it's
and plays in the Olympics.
I'll tell you what, it's his best so far. All right, let's get to it, as we do every day at this time. All right, time's yours, as it is always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Let's watch. As the eagle soars through the sky and cries out, "Time's your seven."
That's great. That's really good, man. That's well done, sir.
Can we please, once and for all, match up Richie's crying of the retirement gig?
I mean, this is really. I can't control it now.
And Mickey dying with Rocky crying.
Oh, that's great.
That's so good.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
I had no idea.
I'd like to hear them
side
next
by
to
side,
each other.
Yeah.
Like back and forth, back and forth,
oh
back and forth.
It's very similar tone or something.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. We'll have some fun with that next week. And the guy that called in earlier that said, "I'm rude to John." Dude, we're just joking around, man. All right.
Yeah, relax,
all
right?
It's all with love, all right? Except I actually hate Richie, but, you know, no, I'm just kidding. All right, let's keep it going. Well, that was a great call.
The Hammer Center with state-of-the-art features, including high-powered bidets and improved stadium seating so you can sleep through whatever event it is. Don't forget the specialty menu items while you're here, such as boiling hot clam chowder. We hope to see you there.
Well, yeah, the clam chowder was about 5 years ago. And I would,
deep
again,
right there.
If you don't know what the caller was talking about, I said yesterday, I'm looking for WIP callers and listeners to raise funds for me so that the Wells Fargo Center can now be called the Hammer Center. Now, we know we need to raise a couple million dollars. So, Everybody
couple
get on.
A couple million dollars.
Let's get the Hammer Center. Up, oh, yeah. That's how you do.
Hey, I want to congratulate Drew from Westchester for, you know, bringing another little person into the world. I'm just wondering, how many years do we have to wait for Drew's unborn child to kick Joe's ass and beat
wow.
the Hammer?
Wow.
Yes!
Wow.
Oh, good call.
Not cool, man. Not cool. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So did we find an 11th grader to try to whoop you?
So Seltzer's thinking we do it in August. And James, you have a couple people, James, as
possibilities,
right?
Yeah, I've gotten some emails. I'm working it. We will have a contestant for sure. With just the trade deadline next week and a lot going on, we figure push it back a little.
James, are you
going
to try to have them prove their GPA?
That's an interesting thought, maybe.
You know?
I mean, we need you to lose
it?
At this.
Yeah,
we need
do,
you.
Yeah.
The fact you're undefeated in the Are You Smarter thing is such a shame.
Well, it made sense in like 6th and 7th graders, but now we're up to people that should know just about as much as me. But here's the thing about just
well, no,
almost.
They should know more than you. Yeah. They're like freshly taught lots of stuff.
Yeah.
You're not being taught things.
No, and I...
And you would assume that you would
not learning new things anyway.
No,
yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, let's get right to turning two. We're looking for the best answer. And again, this is for the tickets to Imagine Dragons. Other than Jesse Owens in 36 and the Olympic hockey team in 80, what is the next best Olympic moment or storyline of all time? We're turning two. We're moving fast. We've had great answers, but winning answers are still available. Joe, what moment or storyline do you have?
Kerry Shrug from the 92 Olympics.
Absolutely.
Finally,
wow, you said 92. Dude, you're hurt with your presentation. It was 96.
Yeah, that's tough. But
so
waiting on Kerry.
Wow,
Stewart.
That just wasted Kerry.
He probably just blew it by having the wrong year. Joe in Northeast Philly. Joe, give me something.
Yeah, John Carlos and Tommy Smith.
Thank you.
Been waiting for that one the whole time as well. Protest from 68. Big answer. Will in Northeast Philly. Will, what answer do you got?
Nancy character, Tanya Hart in 1994.
Well, yeah, okay, so they skate together.
They skate together, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, for the term storyline.
Oh, it's up there.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Because it was an Olympic storyline. Wow. I didn't see that coming, actually. I hadn't thought of that one. So let's talk about what wasn't said today that could have been said. Ben Johnson, 88, the whole steroids
Michael
thing.
Michael Johnson, the golden shoes.
Michael Johnson does the 200-400. Ali and Joe Frazier both win the boxing title, 60 and 64.
The bombing in Atlanta.
The bombing in Atlanta.
Has anyone said Michael Phelps?
Michael Phelps was not said.
Massive, yep.
He's got 20 golds, he wasn't said. Nadia Comaneci wasn't said.
Oksana Bayul, your girl.
Oh, I love her.
Nadia Comaneci was such a huge deal.
I know.
Perfect 10.
That's right.
Man.
I mean, Bruce Jenner wasn't said.
Wow.
The Dream Team wasn't said.
Oh, man, the Dream Team. That's a pretty big answer.
You know?
Yeah, that's pretty big. That was 92. Could have been right with that one.
Oh, man. All right. And by the way, Jenny Thompson winning a race and then turning to the camera, John's girlfriend at the time, and saying, "Hi, John," was not said either.
Wait, what?
His girlfriend looked in the camera after winning an Olympic race and said, "Hi, John," on national TV to him.
John, how is that not your answer?
Good point.
Like, what? That's so cool.
This guy, you know, cool. I'm going to use past tense here. He used to be a stud. All right. So here's what we got of what was said by our callers. Usain Bolt, that whole thing, which was insane and amazing. Mary Lou Retton, 84. Ali lighting the torch in 96. You might not know the guy's name. It was Derek Redman. He's the individual pulled up with the hammy. His dad came out from the stands to help him get through the rest of the race. Roland Garland, when he won the sumo
wrestling. Roland Gardner.
Yeah. Greg Louganis. Greg Louganis smashing his head, coming back and still winning the gold. Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding, obviously with that whole drama. And in 68, the protest with John Carlos and Tommy Smith. What are we doing here?
So my two favorites are...
And again, for everyone just tuning in, this is other than Jesse Owens and the 80 Olympic hockey team.
My two favorites are John Carlos and Tommy Smith or Muhammad Ali in 96.
They're both massive. John, what are you thinking?
I like the defeating the bear, Gardner.
I think it's a little small. Devin, what are you thinking?
I don't know that one. I like Muhammad Ali or Derek and his dad with his
which is a great one.
So
but
that's like a really powerful
storyline, though.
It
right?
is.
Yeah.
Is Mary Lou big enough?
I think that's the best moment, maybe. I don't know.
It might be.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I got to tell you, storyline, and it's not a positive one. Kerrigan and Harding is
huge. Huge.
I mean, guys, you can make the case. That was right when TV was exploding with sensationalism of, you know, that was all around the same time of like OJ and Kerrigan and Lorena Bobbitt and. Like, and all of a sudden, we're watching TV constantly for breaking news on these stories. The Menendez brothers. It all happened within a couple of years, and that was a big one.
It was big.
Oh, God. I kind of think it's Kerrigan and Harding. Listen,
like
the problem is we have two different categories.
Here we go, Summer.
We have storyline and we have moment.
Yeah, like, I think John Carlos, Tommy Smith, and
how about
Ali,
Ali with
moments.
The torch?
Yeah, because that's both.
Yes.
Ali doing it was a big deal.
It was
a big
deal.
All right, let's
go with that.
I like that.
Jay, congratulations. The winning answer, Muhammad Ali, the torch.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, time's yours, as it is always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Let's watch as the eagle soars through the sky and cries out, time's yours, Devin.
That's great. That's really good, man. That's well done, sir.
Can we please, once and for all, match up Richie's crying of the retirement gig?
I mean, this is really, I can't control it now.
and Mickey dying with Rocky crying.
Mickey, this is Mickey.
Oh man, that's great.
Oh, that's great.
That's so good.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
I had no idea.
I'd like to hear them next
side by
to
side,
each other.
Yeah.
Like back and forth, back and forth, oh back and forth.
It's very similar tone or something.
Yeah. We'll have, let me put it this way. We'll have some fun with that next week. And the guy that called in earlier that said, I'm rude to John, dude, we're just joking around, man. All right.
Yeah, relax,
all
right?
It's all with love, all right? Except I actually hate Richie, but you know, no, I'm just kidding. All right, let's keep it going. Well, that was a great call.
Introducing the Hammer Center, with state-of-the-art features, including high-powered bidets and improved stadium seating so you can sleep through whatever event it is. Don't forget the specialty menu items while you're here, such as boiling hot clam chowder. We hope to see you there.
Well, yeah, the clam chowder was about 5 years ago. And I would, again,
right there.
If you don't know what the caller was talking about, I said yesterday, I'm looking for WIP callers and listeners to raise funds for me so that the Wells Fargo Center can now be called the Hammer Center. Now, we know we need to raise a couple million dollars. So,
everybody get on it.
The Hammer Center. Oh, yeah. That's how you do.
Hey, I want to congratulate Drew from Westchester for, you know, bringing another little person into the world. I'm just wondering, how many years do we have to wait for Drew's unborn child to kick Joe's ass and beat
the
Hammer?
Wow.
Yes!
Wow.
Oh, good call.
Not cool, man. Not cool. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So did we find an 11th grader to try to whoop you?
So Seltzer's thinking we do it in August. And James, you have a couple people, James, as
possibilities,
yeah,
right? I've gotten some emails. I'm working it. We will have a contestant for sure. With just the trade deadline next week and a lot going on, we figure push it back a little.
James, are you
going
to try to have them prove their GPA?
That's an interesting thought, maybe.
You know?
I mean, we need you to lose at this. We need you. The fact you're undefeated in the Are You Smarter thing is such a shame.
Well, it made sense in like 6th and 7th graders, but now we're up to people that should know just about as much as me. But here's the thing about just
almost. No, they should know more than you. Yeah. They're like freshly taught lots of stuff.
Yeah.
You're not being taught things.
No, and I...
And you would assume that you would
not learning new things anyway.
No,
yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, let's get right to turning two. We're looking for the best answer. And again, this is for the tickets to Imagine Dragons. Other than Jesse Owens in 36 and the Olympic hockey team in 80, what is the next best Olympic moment or storyline of all time? We're turning two. We're moving fast. We've had great answers, but winning answers are still available. Joe, what moment or storyline do you have?
Kerry Shrug from the 92 Olympics.
Absolutely.
Finally,
wow, you said 92. Dude, you're hurt with your presentation. It was 96.
Yeah, that's tough. But
so
waiting on Kerry.
Wow,
Stewart.
That just wasted Kerry's
he drunk. He probably just blew it by having the wrong year. Joe in Northeast Philly. Joe, give me something.
Yeah, John Carlos and Tommy Smith.
Thank you.
Been waiting for that one the whole time as well. Protest from 68. Big answer. Will in Northeast Philly. Will, what answer do you got?
Nancy Kerrick and Tanya Hart in 1994.
Yeah, okay. So they skate together.
They skate together, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, for the term storyline.
Oh, it's up there.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Because it was an Olympic storyline. Wow. I didn't see that coming, actually. I hadn't thought of that one. So let's talk about what wasn't said today that could have been said. Ben Johnson, 88, the whole steroids
Michael
thing.
Michael Johnson, the golden shoes.
Michael Johnson does the 200-400. Ali and Joe Frazier both win the boxing title, 60 and 64.
The bombing in Atlanta.
The bombing in Atlanta.
Has anyone said Michael Phelps?
Michael Phelps was not said.
Massive, yep.
He's got 20 golds, he wasn't said. Nadia Comaneci wasn't said.
Oksana Bayul, your girl.
Oh, I love her.
Nadia Comaneci was such a huge deal.
I know.
Perfect 10.
That's right.
Man.
I mean, Bruce Jenner wasn't said.
Wow.
The Dream Team wasn't said.
Oh, man, the Dream Team. That's a pretty big answer.
You know?
Yeah, that's pretty big. That was 92. Could have been right with that one.
Oh, man. All right. And by the way, Jenny Thompson winning a race and then turning to the camera, John's girlfriend at the time, and saying, hi, John, was not said either.
Wait, what?
His girlfriend looked in the camera after winning an Olympic race and said, "Hi, John," on national TV to him.
John, how is that not your answer?
Good point.
Like, what? That's so cool.
This guy, you know, cool. I'm going to use past tense here. He used to be a stud. All right. So here's what we got of what was said by our callers. Usain Bolt, that whole thing, which was insane and amazing. Mary Lou Retton, 84. Ali lighting the torch in 96. You might not know the guy's name. It was Derek Redman. He's the individual pulled up with the hammy. His dad came out from the stands to help him get through the rest of the race. Roland Garland, when he won the sumo
Roland,
wrestling.
Roland Gardner.
Yeah. Greg Louganis. Greg Louganis smashing his head, coming back and still winning the gold. Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding, obviously with that whole drama. And in 68, the protest with John Carlos and Tommy Smith. What are we doing here?
So my two favorites are...
And again, for everyone just tuning in, this is other than Jesse Owens and the 80 Olympic hockey team.
My two favorites are John Carlos and Tommy Smith or Muhammad Ali in 96.
They're both massive. John, what are you thinking?
I like the defeating the bear, Gardner.
I think it's a little small. Devin, what are you thinking?
I don't know that one. I like Muhammad Ali or
Mary Lou?
Derek and his dad with it.
Which is a great one, but
that's like a really powerful
storyline, though,
it
right?
It is.
Yeah.
Is Mary Lou big enough?
I think that's the best moment, maybe. I don't know.
It might be.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I got to tell you, storyline, and it's not a positive one. Kerrigan and Harding is
huge. Huge.
I mean, guys, you can make the case. That was right when TV was exploding with sensationalism of, you know, that was all around the same time of OJ and Kerrigan and Lorena Bobbitt and... and all of a sudden, we're watching TV constantly for breaking news on these stories. The Menendez brothers. It all happened within a couple of years, and that was a big one.
It was big.
Oh, God. I kind of think it's Kerrigan and Harding. Listen,
the
problem is we have two different categories.
Here we go, Summer.
We have storyline and we have moment.
Yeah, I think John Carlos, Tommy Smith, and
how about
Ali,
Ali with
moments.
The torch?
Yeah, because that's both.
Yes.
Ali doing it was a big deal.
Yes.
And it was
deal.
A moment.
All
right,
like
let's
that.
Go with that.
I like that.
Jay, congratulations. The winning answer, Muhammad Ali, the torch.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.